Melbourne.
Titusville.
You're listening to 15. WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God, mighty men and women of valor. We thank God for you. This is Thomas Robinson along with Minister Alex. Praise God. This is Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. And I want you to hit some folks up and tell them that we're on. We believe that we have a great, inspired topic for today. And hopefully it's going to be a blessing to many. How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing excellent, sir.
All right.
Outstanding.
All right. I didn't have to. I thought I was going to have to go over and pull him out of the bed and slap him around a little bit there, you know, to wake him up. But he got out of the bed. As a matter of fact, his morning voice wasn't working. It took me a while to understand what he was saying. I thought he was speaking gibberish. Well, yeah. All right. So you're speaking pretty good right now, man. I got.
Thank you, sir. Yes, thank you. This is my morning voice now.
I heard you. I hear you. I hear you. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your grace on this morning in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. We want to talk about some things that that we're seeing. Praise God, even here in the United States, a very strong pull as far as sexual perversion. I'm just going to say it like it is concerning our children, starting to show up in the schools. Starting to show up in our homes. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And this is why, and I might as well say this, this is why we got to be careful even how we vote as Christians. Oh, glory to God. It's time to throw party out the door. Forget the dumb stuff, you know. Some of these folks that you're running to the polls and you're voting for just because mama, grandmama, granddaddy, everybody, you know, voted this way. You got to throw that mess out the door now. Oh, glory to God. And this time, first off, it's time to look to God. Oh, glory to God. But then it's time to pray and ask God who's moral, who's right. Oh, glory to God. Who can we put in a place of office that's not going to pervert the justice system and point our children or this next generation towards sin? You know, man of God, when I look in the Bible, let me just say this here. When I look in the Bible, when you look in the book of Revelation, I believe it's Revelations 2:14, the Bible says that Balaam told King Balak how to get Israel to commit sin to entice them with sexual immorality. Now, Balaam enticed the government. I believe that we have witches and sorcerers and as a matter of fact snake spirits all up in high places. Oh, glory to God. And they are influencing our government on how to cause God's people to sin. Come on. Balaam told King Balak, come on, he influenced him to get Israel, the people of God, to commit sin by enticing them with sexual immorality and food sacrifices to idol. What's the big push now? The big push is to influence this next generation. Oh, glory to God, to literally to change your language. Come on, you got to say they and it. The devil is a liar. Come on, you can't call if a man is dressed up like a woman, you can't call him a man. Oh, glory to God. And don't get me wrong. Well, let me just say this here, and then I'll say what I'm about to say. I wanted to say, praise God. You stop trying to force me to lie to myself. Come on, to lie to other folks and to lie to the person that's dressed that way. Now, I can't influence him. If I can't influence him or get him, you know, to change his behavior, you know, I put it this way. It's not my business what you do in your bedroom. Oh, glory to God. But God sees everything. But guess what? Stop trying to force me to lie and stop trying to force things down my throat when I'm seeing reality and you're in some reality world of your own. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. And so the Bible says, and Israel fell into transgression due to these traps. Well, I'll put it this way. I'm just paraphrasing it. God unleashed his deadly plague upon them as a result. And you'll see that in Numbers 31 and 16. And so we're living in a day and age where our government is trying to influence us. Oh, glory to God. And point us in the direction of sin. I was just looking on television, and the governor of North Carolina, I believe it was this morning on the news, and as a matter of fact, it was on the news, not television, but it was on the news as far as on social media, how he vetoed a pronouncing bill or whatever, where they had to call, people certain things, and he's like, no, we're not having that. And I thank God for our governor also. You might not like him, but guess what? If we're not wise enough to cover our children that are at school, glory to God, because, guess what? God will raise up somebody to do it. And you can't believe everything that the media is saying.
You can't believe anything the media is saying now.
Exactly. Because they're trying to make him out to be a villain. Because, they're saying, this is where black people, God help us, this is where we're getting off, because we're like, he's not allowing black history to be taught in school. Well, you need to understand that.
You're going there early this morning, aren't you? Okay.
Yeah, you need to understand that. Guess what? What they do is that they say, okay, we'll give you a little black history, but we're going to sprinkle a whole lot of trash in there with it. I'd rather teach black history at home than to have this school system who is going left as fast as my car could drive. Come on, I'd rather have I'd rather teach it at home than you to be able to teach them perversion. Because let me show you something. You're never gonna get just black history by itself. You're gonna get it mixed up with a whole bunch of perversion, a whole bunch of trash. Now the problem is that some of you all who claim to know the name of Jesus Christ, you don't mind that. And that makes me wonder about you. Come on. Okay, all right. All right. When you want to fight to allow them to teach something, but they're going to add a whole bunch of trash along with it. Because you need to understand that 10 years from now, 15 years from now, when they're teaching that it's okay to have two mamas and it's okay to have two daddies, then guess what? You're gonna find it very hard to convince that generation of children that it's wrong. How can you look at them and tell them it's wrong when that's what they have been taught? That's what the school system is teaching them. Come on, oh glory to God! Not here in the state of Florida. We thank God we have a governor that put a halt to that. Oh glory to God! But sometimes stop believing everything the media has to say. Go ahead, man. The guy, get in there, because I'm just kind of perturbed. And I want to say this here. We don't hate people. We don't hate people. Now, come on. Now, we might not agree with the sin, but we don't hate people. Oh, glory to God. We don't hate. I don't care, whether what color you are. I don't care what your sexual preference. Praise God, that's between you and God. But guess what? I don't condone it, but I'm not gonna let you force it down my throat. And if you don't believe in God, guess what? I can't force it down your throat. But I'm not changing my language because you are confused. Oh, glory to God. I'm not changing my language because you're confused. Go ahead.
Yeah, but just comes down to, with the last time I was on, you know, the last thing we got into, it just turns, you know, who you're loyal to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's you know, the Bible talks about how in the last days, one of the things that will, that people will notice is that people will call good evil and evil good. And we live in a time where, I mean, it's been happening. If you just go back and just take a look at history in this country, just over the past 100 years, past 70 years more, we live in a time where absolutes have been taken out. You know, absolutes have been taken out of the church, which is why absolutes have been taken out of the government. You know, Jesus said that we're the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. And salt is a preservative. You know, before we had refrigerators, whatever, you know, we would salt meat to keep it from going rotten.
Right.
You know, but because the church doesn't want it, the church doesn't want to be salt. You know, we want to be light. We want to be liked more than we want to be salt. And that's why we vote for who we vote for. That's why we back off of certain things. That's why we don't call sin what it is. And because of that, you know, the country, the world is getting worse. Mm-hmm. It's not because, I mean, sinners are doing what they're supposed to do. They're sinning. You know, people who don't know God do things that they do because they don't know God. The church is supposed to know who God, who Jesus really is, and then we take that to them. You know, Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't tell us to go into all the world and be liked. He didn't tell us to go into all the world and condone people's lifestyles. We preach the kingdom. That's how it works. We preach the kingdom of God and who Jesus is. And when we show who Jesus is, people will take a look at who Jesus is. They'll take a look at their sinful life, and then they'll walk away from their life and choose Jesus. That's how we got saved.
That's it.
That's how we got saved. You know, Romans chapter 3 says it's the goodness. Wait, Romans chapter 2. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Mm-hmm. So when we show people the goodness and the kindness and the love and the compassion of God and the power of God, mm-hmm. they will take a look at their rundown lifestyle and they'll say, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't understand, but y'all got something that I need. So what is it?
Yeah.
You know, but we have to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to give us a backbone so that when people talk stuff, when people do stuff, we stand up for truth anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be like Eli. You know, perfect example. You know, Eli was the high priest. He was the tribe of Levi. That tribe was responsible for the word of God and the presence of God in an entire nation. That was their job. The priesthood was only responsible for one thing, taking the presence of God and bringing it to the people.
Right.
That was their job. So Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, that Eli was supposed to be raising up for them to take his place when he passes. And his sons were going buck wild.
Yeah.
They were going buck wild in the church. And Eli didn't deal with it. He just kept saying, now y'all need to stop doing that. You know, kind of like our attitude today. You know, we see people doing stuff and rather than confront them, be like, well, we just gonna pray. And that's not enough. And so eventually Samuel had that dream and Eli's like, you tell me what God told me. I mean, you tell me what God told you to say. He said, okay, because you wouldn't deal with your sons, they're going to die and you're going to die too. Hmm. You know, and it still didn't click in Eli's head. You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe if I deal with my kids, we can turn this around. I'm starting to ramble, but to make a long story short, we have to care about the kingdom of God. Sometimes I think we forget we're going to look Jesus in the eye one day and give an account for what's going on. We're going to look him in the eye one day. And I think if we remember that and draw close to him and allow him to strengthen us and empower us to stand up and be the, I don't want to say the bastion of truth, but be the standard that we're supposed to be, instead of cowering down because we want to be liked more than we want to be right with God. You know, I mean, people are going to hate you whether you live right or not. Mm-hmm. So go on and live right.
Amen.
Go on and do right.
Amen.
I'm just rambling.
You know, and since you're there, and we're talking about, you know, parents, we're talking about parents also. I think you said mentioned something about parents. But the Bible says that, you know, for the parents, that we should raise our children in the way that they should go. Oh, glory to God. And, you know, in this day and age with so much pressure being upon us, you can't help but see it. You see it in the commercials now, the influence. They're trying to get it in and to flow through you and to flow in you. Influence. Come on. Just like a fluid would flow through you. Oh, glory to God. And wow. So,
wow.
Yeah, and so we have to ask for wisdom. God, give me wisdom how to raise a child in this dispensation, in this time. Oh, glory to God. And stop acting like we know, hallelujah, what to do. Come on. Some of the things that our parents used to do just ain't working no more. We need wisdom. The Bible says if a man lack wisdom, let him ask. Come on. Oh, glory to God. There are things that you could do. You could have Bible studies at home. The problem with us, we're lazy Christians. Come on. We're looking for the world we're looking for the priest. Come on. To do it all on a Sunday morning. It's obvious that with the stuff that we're putting out in the body of Christ, is these children that we're raising up and putting out, it's obvious that we're not doing a good that's not working anymore, and we're not doing a good enough job as people in the body of Christ. And so you got to get busy. Come on. You got to learn the word of God for yourself. Come on. And influence your children. You got to stop letting them sit around idle. Come on, somebody. An idle mind, they used to say, is the devil's workshop. And so our children are idle. Come on. Can I say this here? During the summertime, you leave them home and they're playing all of these violent games. Come on. Violent in, violent out. Come on. What you put in, you trash in, trash out. You know, can I tell you something? I used to give my sons a portion of the Bible to read and have them to write an essay. Come on. So when I would get home and they would be home during the summertime, I expected to see an essay. Come on. I expected to see them write down what it is that they've learned. Easy little things. Simple little things. You're walking out the house, okay, here's the scripture that you're going to read today, and I want you to write me what you believe that God is saying through this scripture. Come on. Oh, glory to God. There are things that you can do. You got to begin to start up Bible studies and prayer meetings. Your kid, the reason why your kids are serving God and you're taking them to church, because guess what? Even though you took them to church, they're not hearing you talk about God you know, at home. In the house. Come on. You're not influencing them to serve the Lord. Come on. You're influencing them. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes you hear some of these Christian parents and they're like, you know, well, I think they need to go out in the world a little bit and try some things. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. You know, I can literally almost want to go off, you know. But we're being, tell somebody, I mean, well, I'll put it this way. I'm almost thinking that I'm at church saying, get ready to say, stop being lazy. You know, look at your neighbor and stop saying, stop being lazy. But we're being lazy. We're being lazy. If the television is influencing us, come on, then what do you think that it's doing to our children? I remember when my son was young and man of God, and I'd have the cartoon on and I would take him to work with me and I'd have the television on, and all of a sudden there was this cartoon that came on called Drama Island, and it took me a few times to catch it, but I kept hearing this one male character say, he's hot, and finally I'm like, what the devil is going on there? It was a young character who hung out with all the girls, and the girls were goo goo gaga over him, and he was like, he's hot. Well, guess what? The enemy comes to sow seeds. Come on. To get to influence our children. I'm going to get a little bit into that a little bit later on about the sowing of seeds. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because the enemy wants a harvest. He wants fruit. Oh, glory to God. And the problem is that we as people of God, you're allowing society to sow seed into your children's life. Come on. And so guess what? 10, 15 years from now, 10 years from now, all of a sudden you're seeing the harvest. Come on. You're seeing the fruit from the seed that was sown. Well, what is it coming through? It's coming through social media. It's coming through music. Come on. You know, these musicians, these artists, oh, they're brave now. They're going, I mean, they're opening portals at their conferences. Come on. They're singing about Satan. Come on, I'm telling you, literally singing about Satan. And guess what? You're sitting there and you're giving your children money, cash, Come on, they go to these conferences and these concerts, and they're pointing your children to Satan. Even in the what was that the music award, they had a tribute to Satan. Come on, they ended the show with a tribute. Come on, like it's a fad, like it's the end thing now to serve the devil. And you're sitting there, parents, and you're allowing your children to watch this mess. I remember one day when me and my wife was going to the movies, and that was a vulgar movie, very whole lot of sexual stuff in the movies. And the line, I looked at the line. I wasn't watching that movie. I knew what it was. I was watching another movie. But I'm looking at all the parents with their children in that line. Come on. You're taking your children into these movie theaters. Are you allowing them to go into these movie theaters? Like, and then again, like you can give them money and they're going to go see the cartoon movie. No, they're going to go see these vulgar, sexually influenced movies. And so you need to understand that, guess what? You have a responsibility as a Christian to guard your heart and to guard the heart of your children also. Some of you all, you say, well, I got the Holy Spirit. Okay, if you got the Holy Spirit, your child might not have the Holy Spirit, and you might have to be the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost until they get the Holy Ghost. Come on. You're going to have to influence them to do the right thing. Go ahead, man of God.
I'm just blown away with some of the stuff you're saying, you know, about...
blown away some of the stuff I'm saying,
yeah,
too.
I just got to thinking, glory. You know, the Bible says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And we as parents, you know, we need to exercise the authority that we have over our kids. You know, when you give your child money to go to a concert, that's like an offering.
Yeah.
That's an offering you're giving your child to take to whoever's. It's like we forget that. Everything that you see in the natural, it was in the spirit first. Mm. Everything that you see in the natural realm was in the spirit realm first. So if you've got hell going on in your house, it's because you allowed it in the spirit first. And I'm not saying that to put anybody down or to judge anybody, because I have two daughters, 26 and 24, okay? And I remember what it was like when they was younger. You know, I'm a musician, so, you know, I'm always listening to music, you know, to get ideas, to get, you know, creativity. And then when my girls was younger, it was just very clear. I'm not saying God spoke it to me, but I just felt it real strong. I just felt, if they can't listen to it, I can't listen to it. And so as much as I love certain kinds of music, once I had children in the house, it's like, I'm not listening to that anymore. Mm. Because if I allow it in the house while they're children, it's going to get into them, because I'm the authority in their life. Mm-hmm. If I allow it in me, it's going to get in them. If I give myself permission to listen to it, then I'm giving the devil permission to attack them with that stuff.
My God.
Okay, because the person who's in authority decides what is coming in the house and what's not coming in the house, you know, which is why
I want you to stay right in that vein.
Okay.
Because what you're saying, and because I'm coming right back to you, what you're saying is so true, because I have I've been in a parking lot where you hear all of this perverted music and you look over and you don't see any parents in the car. And it's like, are you kidding me? Yeah. The parents get out of the car and they'll go into the store. But in the meantime, the music is full of cussing and perversion. And it's like, I've confronted some people like, man, I can't believe you're allowing your children to listen to that. And because what do we got? We got children raising children. Man, that's an immature person. That's a person that has no idea of what they're doing. That's a person that don't understand spiritual laws, where the enemy, just like God sows seeds, the sower went out to sow seed. Here, the enemy is sowing seeds also. So when you're raising up a gangster, then all of a sudden, if something happens to them, God forbid, but now you're like, oh God, why did you allow this to happen? No, doc. No, baby, why did you allow it to happen? Why did you give the enemy access to your children? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we have to,
We just have to understand who we are and what we are. This is, you know, I'm trying to not get teary out here, but it's just we have to understand people. We have to understand that we have this attitude in the church. We have this attitude in the church that we do our best and trust God to do the rest. We got this attitude in the church where we just live any way we want, we think any way we want, and then we just trust that God's going to fix it and make it right. That's not how it works. You know, that's not how it works. See, the way it happens is this. The spirit realm is invisible. Okay, like I was saying earlier, everything you see in the natural was in the spirit realm first. Okay, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness operate the exact same way because they're both invisible in the spirit realm. Okay, human beings are the portals. Okay, the human being is the only thing that God ever created that can live in the physical but touch the spirit realm at the exact same time. That's why the kingdom of God speaks to you through the Holy Spirit. And when you line up with the kingdom, the will of God comes into the earth. In the exact same way, the kingdom of darkness is also speaking to you. And when you line up with the kingdom of darkness, it's coming into the earth. It's on us. It's on us as human beings. It's on us as the people of God. We are the people of God. That means if we're born again, we are of God. So that means we have to allow the word of God to come to us, come into us, change us, and then come out of us. We can't just like read our little Bible verse. You know, we just can't read the daily word or, you know, the daily bread, whatever you call it, and think we've done our duty and then let our kids listen to that stuff.
Yeah.
It don't work that way.
Yeah.
So it don't work that way.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about portals into the soul, you know, when we come back on. We thank God for Danny here and WWBC. Praise the Lord. You're listening to Thomas Robinson, and I have Minister Alex with me. Praise the Lord. And this is a Monday broadcast. We want you to tune right back Tuesday because we're going to be hitting this same old topic. As a matter of fact, we love you. Our church is Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. We will see you tomorrow.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God would stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent here with a question from Matthew 11, 16. In this passage, Jesus compares the religious leaders of his day to a group of unhappy children, saying they were, quote, like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to the other children and say, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. John, what point was Jesus making with this unique comparison?
This is such a wonderful illustration by our Lord. And I've dealt with a lot of children in my life, continually do with my 15 grandchildren. And sometimes children can just be cantankerous. No matter what you do for little children, you can't make them happy. If you play the flute for them, they don't want to dance. But on the other hand, if you try to sit by and commiserate and feel sad with them, they don't want to mourn. They just don't want to cooperate. And that is what our Lord is saying regarding the Pharisees. This is strong derision. You are so childish, so infantile. You are determined not to be pleased. Whether invited to dance, a reference to Christ's joyous style of ministry, eating and drinking with sinners.